Review time, pot!
This is why you have to have the foundation of knowledge. If you didn't know the Charleston shooting was fake, you won't understand certain things in this situation. But it is easy to see this is fake as well. And just like with Charleston, if you didn't know Sandy Hook was fake, you would miss things there. But lucky for you, I have already created videos that show you in one shot. There's Charleston Shooting Hoax Ultimate Exposed, Sandy Hook Hoax Ultimate Case Closed that has 100% proof that actors were using the Sandy Hook hoax has never been debunked. We even have a video showing that there was no mass evacuation of 600 plus kids with the official report being shown simultaneously to show that the whole thing is fake. And what do we see here with this? Vester Flanagan, fake name. Look at what they did here. Where do we even start? Do we even look at this picture? Now, let's go back to the video. The video where they say the guy shot the people on live TV. You get them doing some fluff report. We get the lady who's being interviewed saying, "We're seeing tourism here," making it sound all nice. "We want people who come here to say that was," then all of a sudden the gunshots go off. That scripted as heck scene. Right when she says, "We want people who come here to say." So now they're not gonna wanna come here now that they see people getting shot on camera. They did that on purpose, and that was his reminder on when he should start shooting. Now, what's the point of the actual live footage? What supposed live footage that they showed you? You would think, oh no, if it was fake, they wouldn't show you that. Oh, yes, they would. For one, for shock, so you get the most attention. For two, to make it feel like you really saw something. So then when I come out and say, "Hey, that's fake," you say, "Nah, I saw it." Yeah, but you also saw Walking Dead. This right here is just faking dead. This is TV. You gotta remember that. The girl got shot and just started running. Bionic girl. Mind you, these jokers are looking at each other, just locked eyes. Like this is the most important story in the world. The man got a gun right at her, pointing the gun at her. She don't even turn away. He's right next to her. This gun looking like the worst first person shooter ever. Phalo 3. Look at this. The man got a GoPro. Oh no, oh no. Look at her faking. So this is a so-called shooter victim. Jokers be like, "Oh no, it ain't fake because there's an injured shooter victim." Man, you must don't know about the Elliot Rodger fake shooting. There was a shooting victim got shot 5 times. They put a band-aid on it and call it a day. She was on TV and everything. See, y'all don't be knowing nothing. That's just one random detail in the story to make you think it's, oh, this was a random shooting. That might be real right there. Ain't none of these people dead. This girl wasn't even shot. She lying. And if you still got a problem with that, I advise you to go to Sandy Hook Hoax Ultimate Case Closed, which has 100% proof that actors were using the Sandy Hook hoax. There were supposed injured people in that, but the whole thing was fake. Go watch the video. Come back, because you got to catch up with everybody else. Look at her with the fake face. "I think I just saw a real shooting on TV." Lying self. I mean, you really can't make this stuff up. Well, somebody making this stuff up. A dang gay male escort shooting reporters on TV. What the heck? Look what they saying. "Revenge race murder. Bitter black reporter who gunned down white ex-colleagues live on air and posted a video online blames the Charleston shootings." See, man, don't even make me go back to that Charleston shooting. Look what he's saying. "Why did I do it? I put down a deposit for a gun on 6/19/15. The church shooting in Charleston happened on 6/17, 2 days after this man," Flanagan wrote, explaining that as a gay black man, he suffered discrimination. Look at that, demonizing. See that? They gave you gay marriage, but look, they's trying to take your rights anyways. Their new world order is more important than your rights. Do you understand that? So they just frame you as well. "What sent me over the top was the church shooting, and my hollow point bullets had the victim's initials on it." So this man right here is mad over a dang fake shooting. A whole lot of y'all got mad. So you're going to kind of understand, you're going to kind of justify this without justifying. You're going to say, "Well, I see why he was mad, but I don't think he should do that." And just understand, when they say gay black man, they're just trying to make it seem like anybody can just go up shooting people nowadays. Let's keep it going. But see, I already knew this was coming. Way back when? About a month ago. Finish the mission. Kill the slave masters. Who said this? COINTELPRO, New Black Panther Party. Y'all need to understand this type of stuff. These people are government agents. Right after the fake shooting, they go, Vesey had a plan to kill all the slave masters in the state. All of their deleted families. Wait a minute. Yep, that's a bad word. We need some Denmark Vesey's today. We got to complete what Denmark didn't finish. So he talking about we need to kill white people because of the Charleston shooting hoax. What do we see happening here? As for Dylann Roof, you deleted. You deleted. Said the same thing over here. Where is that? Deleted. You want a race war? Deleted. Bring it on then, you white deleted. They say Flanagan wrote. So here you have the government controlling both sides of the dang race war. So first they had a white guy shoot up black people in the Charleston shooting hoax. And now you got a black guy shooting up white people in the Virginia shooting hoax. This stuff goes deep. And a lot of y'all getting caught up. Remember you was fighting each other over the dang Confederate flag? They got all these dang fluff stories about, oh, how the victims were all in relationships and they were just about to start a new life. Every single time. Let's just look at the timeline. Demain worked with them February 2013. This when he was fired. So he gonna wait all this time to then just walk up to him and say, oh yeah, I'm gonna shoot them now with a GoPro. From February to, you that mad over a job you couldn't find another job? Gay male escort man? Dang, so now we gotta watch out for the news reporters saying lies and then participating in hoaxes. So then we look at the timeline, he supposedly did this around 6:30, 6:45. Right? And then all of a sudden, he getting chased by the cops. That's what they say. But then the man recorded everything. So why you gonna run away? And then he putting stuff on Twitter talking about, I filmed the shooting, see it on Facebook. What kind of stuff going on here? But then here's the thing. They say the man killed himself. Well, why you gonna run from the cops and then kill yourself? You could have killed yourself at the scene. It doesn't even make sense. That's because it's fake. But I want you to see the very telling thing. At 11:34, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton writes on Twitter that she is just heartbroken and angry. And we need to just stop gun violence and we can't wait any longer. Praying for the victims' families in Virginia, but you know, we just gotta do gun control. By noontime, the White House spokesman talking about, oh, we need Congress to pass gun control. Immediately, jokers didn't even wait a day. You get the family members, the victims, so-called family members coming out within 24 hours. Not even then, they came out at night talking about, oh yeah, well, we need to go after the guns. We can't have crazy people having guns. What are you doing on camera? Why are you not, what the heck? You're supposed to be devastated. You lost your daughter? And then the dude talking about he lost his girlfriend. But he all up on camera talking about with a dang book in his hand with pictures in it. Talking about we got to do gun control. When we know Virginia, well, we should know Virginia. Let's see here. This incident has brought attention to Virginia's gun control laws, which are more relaxed than most other states. Uh-oh. In Virginia, displaying a gun in a public area as Flanagan did before shooting the live news team is legal. Uh-oh. It's an open carry state, uh-oh, which means residents can legally carry guns without a permit. Residents can also purchase firearms at gun shows without having to go through a background check. So, you know, the people trying to do this New World agenda don't like that. But here's where you really got to understand. See, they just can't say, oh, you know what, we're going to just pass these gun control laws and that's just going to be a done deal. Oh, no. People don't like that. And even if they do like that, there's so many people with different ideologies that there's only one way to bring them together. And that's through a tragedy. We saw it with Sandy Hook. They did the tragedy and then they passed the strictest gun control laws in the country. We saw it with Elliot Rodger. They did the tragedy, brought everybody together. And then they passed the Elliot Rodger bill where it's no different here. You do the tragedy, and then they go for the guns. Red, silver, J. Ooh. All I got.